Dress and influence, the right look for various meeting types. We meet with a wide range of people every single day, from our loved ones to our friends to our coworkers. Our lives are a series of complex interactions and meetings. In this article, I address the question, can the way we dress for these interactions, these meetings, positively affect their outcome? I argue yes. In my experience, understanding the type of meetings you're going to be headed into and having the forethought to dress in a manner that plays to your advantage is just plain smart. In this article, I break up meetings into five types, each defined by the feeling we seek to convey and the end goal. I also provide an example of these meetings types and how to dress for them. So let's go ahead and jump in. Number one, the sales type meeting. The feeling we seek to convey is trust, health, and competence. Examples of sales meetings: an entrepreneur pitching an idea to an investor, a pastor speaking with a young family about his church, a business school interview, a man on a date with a woman he has chased for 3 months. Goal: you are seeking to persuade others. How to dress when you're selling. Simply put, when you're selling something, you should dress as sharp as the situation allows. It doesn't matter if you're selling a product, your business idea, or your services. You want to put your best foot forward and give yourself every possible advantage. If you're selling a trucking company's transportation services in eastern Iowa, dark-colored Dockers and your company's polo shirt is practical and appropriate for the job. Selling life insurance just across the river in Moline, however, calls for dress slacks and a sports jacket. A department store manager in North Chicago wears suits 5 days a week. Every one of his suits is purchased from his store, tailored to fit him by his store's tailor. His neckties are matched perfectly with his dress shirt. Again, everything selected from the business under his care. Each of these men dresses to the best of his ability in the context of his unique career situation and environment. A suit in the trucking industry makes little sense and would actually draw suspicion and defeat the whole purpose. Wearing a polo shirt in a high-end men's store when you sell suits, it does the exact same thing. And all of a sudden, you are not understanding your environment and you're shooting yourself in the foot. Pay close attention to regional differences as well. If you're on a sales call in Texarkana, Western boots are acceptable footwear. That same sales visit in New Jersey should be attended with classic style dress shoes that do not stereotype you. In addition, be careful of style accents that contradict societal norms. You may have been rocking a paisley puff pocket square for years, but that conservative hiring manager at IBM may feel it's too much for an entry-level position in San Antonio, Texas. The buy type meeting. Feeling we seek to convey. It depends on your goal, but it can be that of solidarity, weakness, despite being strong, or strength to attract the seller's attention. Oftentimes we seek to employ subterfuge in order to manipulate the outcome of a meeting to our benefit or to avoid being taken advantage of. If this is the case, you want to convey enough trust that you can open a line of communication while avoiding revealing too much about your time or resources. There's an episode in The Cosby Show where Bill is dressed very casually, to the degree he almost looks homeless, as he negotiates the purchase of a car. As he closes in on a low price after hours of haggling, one of his daughters blows his cover when she reveals that Daddy is a doctor. The salesman smiles as he is caught onto Cosby's act, and he immediately restarts the negotiation in his favor, knowing that Bill has a little bit more money than what he put on to be to spend on the car. Other times, you may want to dress in a way that clearly indicates you are ready to buy. The goal here is to attract as many sellers as possible in order to drive down the price and observe the available options. So think of this in the case if you're actually an investor or you have money that you want to invest, you're wanting to put your best foot forward and really impress the people that are coming in, because even though they're all vying for money, you also have terms as well, and it's a mutual bit of an interview there. Finally, there are cases when you should look to dress in a similar manner to the seller to create a sense of common ground. This can work to your favor when there are many buyers and price no longer becomes an issue. As an example, think about a football game here in the United States. And in fact, let's go to Kyle Field over in College Station. Now, if you need a ticket and you want to get into this game, who do you think a Texas A&M student is going to sell to? Is he going to sell to a guy that's decked out in gear from Texas A&M? Or is he going to sell to a Longhorn, assuming that the price offered is similar? Example of buy meetings. The purchasing of a used car, negotiating with a contractor on the cost to remodel your kitchen, asking for a discount on your business's advertising rates. Goal. You are seeking to acquire something from another through non-forceful means. How to dress when you are in a buy-type meeting. As indicated above, it depends on whether you want to appear weaker than you truly are, or display your strengths, or create a sense of solidarity. Trying to appear weak in terms of clothing, it's a lot harder here in the United States. Outside the U.S., you can dress down, and you actually have to be careful, though, because if you dress down too much, you may actually be not even be allowed into the negotiation. But here in the United States, I'd have to say it's now come to be that anyone that's a smart seller realizes that it's really hard to judge who is a good buyer and who isn't based off of how they look. But appearances still cause people to make decisions about even whether or not a person's qualified. So if you're going to be going and buying a car and you realize that you may have credit issues, then dressing a bit nicer to make sure that this seller is going to do everything he can to help you be able to purchase this, that may be something, a tactic you want to look at. To create a sense of common ground, you'll need to understand who you're buying from and perhaps even have some insider info on them. It can work well with the weakness or strength image you're creating above, examples being a class ring or a team jersey. The third type of meeting, the support type meeting. Feeling you seek to convey, a sense of support and respect. To draw attention to yourself in these situations is bad form. Of all meetings types, this is the least likely to turn into a sales or buy meeting due to the nature of the occasion. Examples of support meetings, religious services, funerals. Goal, to provide comfort, support, and strength to others. How to dress when you are there to support. Simple and conservative. Look to fit in with the crowd and remember that a support type meeting is about you being there for your friends in need. It's hard to overdress for these occasions. Formal, not flashy clothes, simply signify that you're there to support, and that's what it's about. However, be aware that if it's going to be very casual, at the end of the day, follow the dress code. Avoid also bold colors if attending a funeral in the United States. A dark colored suit is customary, although any dark colored and respectable put together outfit will suffice if you're without a suit. When it comes to normal religious services, ask a member of the congregation about the standard way to dress for their meetings. You'll want to fit in with the regular parishioners, and churches can run the gamut from very formal to very casual. Although again, when in doubt, it's better to be overdressed for a religious service than underdressed. Normal religious services obviously invite more color than funerals, although I prefer a classic conservative approach when doing so. The fourth type of meeting, the casual type meeting. Feelings we seek to convey, approachability, openness, a sense of relaxation. Of all the meeting types, this is the most likely to turn into a sales or buy meeting. Examples of casual meetings, drinks with coworkers or clients after work, company pool parties or picnics, golfing with the boss, weekend birthday parties for the kids. Goal. Build relationships and bonds through shared experience. How to dress for casual type meetings. Casual business meetings are the most dangerous and difficult to prepare for, as we want to relax. To confuse matters more, we're even told we can relax. But a casual type business meeting is still a business meeting. Make no mistake about it, negotiations are in progress and deals can be struck around the swimming pool, around the bar. Your boss is still your boss. I recommend tread carefully in these situations and dress in a relaxed manner while maintaining a level of professionalism. In hot weather, think clean shorts, a couple inches above the knee, sandals, and a collared lightweight cotton shirt. In winter, a sweater or tweed sport coat with gray flannel trousers works well. Many promising careers have been cut short because a man failed to understand that the company party is not a place to drink himself into oblivion and display a graphic tee that brags about his sexual prowess. Only when you're in the company of good friends are casual type meetings truly casual. So this is kind of like when I mentioned your child's birthday party. Here, you may actually be bringing in fellow coworkers, but at the end of the day, you're really probably bringing in people who you feel comfortable around. And if you sort of make a fool of yourself, none of this is going to come back to hurt you professionally. Meeting type number 5, the formal type meeting. Feeling we seek to convey is a respect for tradition and an ability to just follow the rules and dress appropriately. Examples of formal meetings: high school prom, quinceañera, Order of the Arrow invitation, weddings, Marine Corps birthday balls. These are events in which you expect to wear black tie or a dark conservative tux. Goal is to build relationships and bonds through a structured interaction that has proven itself via the test of time. How to dress when you seek to show a respect for tradition. Formal type meetings are not limited to dressing in fancy black tie attire. Rather, they are time-tested, highly structured ceremonies that instill respect for the past while looking towards the future. Dress in a manner dictated by the tradition shows your respect for the tradition itself. It's at these type of meetings in which we all play a part of creating the atmosphere. That's the whole part of it. And so you want to pay very close attention to the dress code, abide by it, and don't be the guy that tries to, you know, really, that just doesn't follow the rules here. Formal type meetings are the easiest of all meetings to dress for simply because there often is a uniform that is prescribed. It may have a few little optional things such as black tie. You can always go with either a cummerbund or a waistcoat or change out the pocket square, but the rules and the tradition should be clearly established. This summarizes this section on the different types of meetings and how to dress for them.